All right, that was Maren Morris with Drunk Girls Don't Cry. Hey, everybody, this is Stevie here with you on the Noontime Party Hour. I'll tell you what, I'm really excited today because we have a very special guest with us. Gavin Pring is the man who creates the magic as George Harrison in the Emmy Award-winning Fab Four band, The Ultimate Tribute. They're coming to Penn's Peak on Sunday, June 5th. If you have not gotten your tickets, this is one not to miss. The Fab Four band was founded in 1977, has played to sold-out audiences worldwide. And hey, Gavin, how are you today?
Doing well, Stevie. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Very excited to have you today.
I'm very excited to be here. Very excited to play to all the Pennsylvanians on Sunday night.
Yes, yes, and we're looking forward to having you here. So we understand that you're from Liverpool, England, and you really do have a striking resemblance to George Harrison. Would you say this is your calling?
Maybe, if you have a calling, I think it is. When I was a kid and I was in school, there was a girl who had a pencil case and had the Beatles on, and I'd been told that I looked like George, and she fancied George. And so, and I really fancied her, but I said to her, you know, apparently I look like George. She didn't see the resemblance until years later. I saw it again years later, and she was like, you actually do look like George. I was like, well, that would have worked years ago in school, but you didn't see it. But yeah, apparently I look like him, so yeah, that's how I kind of got the job, I suppose.
Fantastic. Now, for our listeners, the Fab Four band puts on a stage show that includes several costume changes, and they redo every note and harmony of the Beatles' greatest hits, starting with the Ed Sullivan Age and traveling through the group's hippie days and the breakup area. So this is not just a show. You're really going through all different, I mean, you're going through decades with this band. Now, have you ever met any of the real Beatles?
Yeah, after George passed away, 2001, Liverpool put on a show in his memory in 2002, early 2002, and there's rumours that Paul was going to be there. And usually what happens is, I'll say someone's coming, and then they don't, and you get excited for no reason. And but I looked around the corner, next thing Paul was standing there, and the manager at the time said, oh, this is Gavin, he plays George. And George went, you look a little bit like George, actually. And I said, you look a little bit like Paul. So he gave me a hug.
Aww.
He was excited. I don't know if he was excited to meet me as I was to meet him, but yeah, it was a very good night.
Wonderful. What a great story. Now, I've seen that the Fab Four band has done a long stint in Vegas. Are you touring and doing Vegas, or do you prefer one or the other? Or tell us about your days on the road.
Yeah, for a time, we had a long-running show, playing six nights a week over in Vegas. We now, actually, funnily enough, we're going to be playing there again in 2 weeks at the Orleans. I don't know, that's June 11th and 12th, I think. So it's the weekend after this weekend. But since we haven't played a long-running show in Vegas, we actually perform every weekend in a different state. So life on the road is, it can be tough. Obviously, travel, in some respect, has got a little easier, you know, getting your bags in and going through the TSA and traveling around. But, you know, life on the road is living out of a suitcase, and but entertaining a lot of people. I think the payoff is actually being able to provide the Beatles music to all these audiences that normally wouldn't go to Las Vegas to see you. You know what I mean? So we'll play in, like, small towns, and they're usually the best. You'll find, like, gumbo or something that's some sort of food that is specific to that area.
Mm.
You know?
We know where you've been.
Yeah.
Now we know you've been in New Orleans.
Yeah. I was in New Orleans a couple months ago, so I'm finding all these spicy foods and stuff that I'm like, I'd never have normally had a chance, you know. And you're meeting people from different parts of the world, and but everyone has something in common, and that is the Beatles seems to strike a chord no matter where you're from. We've been to Japan, we've been to you know, the Middle East, actually been to Dubai, been to places like that, and you wouldn't expect places that English isn't the first language. They can sing every Beatles song.
Wow.
It unites people together. You know, it's not like, I like sports, but sports seem to divide people. Like, I'm on this team, well, you're on that team. The best thing about music is that, like, it doesn't matter what team we like, because we all like the Beatles. And so that's what is great about coming to see bands like ourselves and other tribute acts, is that you get a chance to see what it would have been like, maybe, to see, you know, these people perform live, you know.
Yeah, and you know, it's, and to let our listeners know again, we're talking about taking you through costume changes and eras and the attention to detail. The Fab Four, you have really been praised for your attention to detail by folks. Can you tell us just a little more about the costumes, the shoes, the instruments? I hear they're exact replicas of the ones that the Beatles had.
Yeah, I think that's part of the, there's a term in movies called suspension of disbelief. So if you're watching a movie and all of a sudden you see the microphone dangle down, you go, oh, it's a movie. But if everything is right and you have a suspension of disbelief, you believe, you know, that in RoboCop, the guy could come back and he gets made into a robot and you believe it. That's all part of the illusion, you know, of we have to get everything right, from the boots we actually get from Liverpool, we get the suits from Maryland, we get the Sergeant Pepper suits are made, a girl painstakingly makes them, and we've sent them back a few times. No, this isn't the right that's not the right back, you know. Yeah. So she tears her hair out over that, but it's got to be right. And then, and that sort of helps with the going back in time for a lot of people. You know, you see people play the music, and that's good enough. But when you see people kind of look like the people and act like them and then wearing the same stuff, you kind of go, oh, it could be like 1964. It's all part of that illusion, you know. And the funny thing is, sometimes I'll meet people and they'll be like, they'll be super, uber, proper fans of George Harrison, and they'll say, oh, on the rooftop, do you have the red paint on the left foot? And I'm like... Red paint on the left foot. Yeah, of course. Obviously, I'll say yes straight away. And I'll be like, yeah. And I go back and look at pictures, and there's red paint on his toes. So now people will go back now to have a look, and I have to paint red paint on it. Like anything that someone will say, oh, by the way, the Beatles did this, or George tuned the guitars before this the show, we try to implement into the show too, so that no one can say, oh, by the way, you know, we've managed to quieten those people down because we've got so many things right now. So I think we're on the right track.
Absolutely. Well, now we've heard about all of the details going on, folks. You're definitely going to want to check out the Fab4Band.com. If you go to PennsPeakRadio.com, you can read all about their show that's coming up this Sunday. Don't forget to get tickets. You can purchase them online or at the box office. One other question I'd like to ask you today, Gavin, is can you tell me some of your favorite hits that the band plays, and how did you go about getting the details down musically? I assume you've been a musician for quite some time to be able to play at this level of professionalism that you do.
Yeah, I mean, it starts with the love of the music. That's the first thing. And then you sort of, you know, you don't intend to be an impersonator. I didn't wake up at 11 years of age and go, right, I'm going to play George Harrison, you know. But I did play guitar from an early age, and I learned some of the Beatles songs. And then what happened was, when I joined the Fab Four a couple of years ago, they said, oh, by the way, that the riff goes like this, and I'd listen a bit closer. But like, oh yeah, you know, so it just, they finally tuned. Once you join something like the Fab Four, you have guys in the company that have been listening to the Beatles for a long time, and they'll say, oh, by the way, that riff is over here, and try to, you know, slow this bit down, you're going too fast. So it's an ever evolving, even though the songs are set in stone. Sometimes we'll perform it and we might be slightly off and be like, no, you've got to really look at these songs and really get them down, break them apart, and then put them back together. And that's what they're like in the Fab Four. That's what the company is like. It strives to be the best, and we never ever will have a perfect show, because we're always critiquing at the end of the show. We'll say, right, why didn't you do that? You didn't play that bass line right. You know, everyone else has had a great time, but the four guys on stage will be like, no, you didn't step forward. You nearly tripped over my cable. What are you doing? So, you know, that's kind of what happens behind the scene. But as far as the music goes, I've always loved Here Comes the Sun. And I played it every night in Vegas for years. And people said, do you get bored playing that same song in the show? And I say, no, because the audience changes. It's not the same audience every night, even though I'm doing the same thing sometimes. But I've always loved the optimism in that song. You know, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter, but don't worry, the sun is going to come. And it's kind of like your life, isn't it? You know, you go through the winter and you're like, oh, it's all 2 foot of snow, especially in Pennsylvania.
Oh, Ohio. Yeah.
We know what it's like to live in snow and beach. The guys are from California. They have no idea, the rest of the band. You know, so I'm like, why are you late today? Because I was going through 2 foot of snow outside my driveway. That's why. You know, so you got this cold. You know, you get through that and then you get to work and you're like, ugh. But, you know, you get, then the summer comes. And then everything's cool. Everyone starts to kind of like relaxed and everything's a lot happier, and you just, you know, and you appreciate the summer more. I think living on the East Coast, you appreciate the summer more, and that's kind of what Here Comes the Sun is for me. It's optimistic, it's looking forward and saying everything's going to be cool, and that's what makes me play the song every night.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, do you ever, I just love that song. That's one of the best Beatles songs out there, for sure. We would just like to wish you all well and hope you have a safe journey up here to the top of Penn's Peak. And I just want to tell our listeners, don't forget to get your tickets at the box office, or please go to PennsPeak.com. Check out all about the Fab Four band, The Ultimate Experience. You're not going to want to miss this show, folks. You're going to want to bring the entire family. It's one not to miss for having right here at beautiful Penn's Peak. I want to thank Gavin for coming in here today and speaking with us. Thank you so much, and we'll look forward to seeing you Sunday.
Excellent, and if anyone out there is a real big George Harrison fan, just put some red paint on your left shoe. Come down to the show, put some red paint on your left shoe, and I'll be like, cool.
Awesome. Thank you, Gavin. Here's a little bit of Here Comes the Sun here on Penn's Peak Radio.